food was really scarce. You know, my mom was the only working person in the family. And I remember a friend of mine coming down to the house and saying, man, there's a little guy up here on Franklin that's giving food away. And I thought to myself, you know, I mean, who's going to be giving food away? He said, no, man, I mean, the whole community is out there. This man is feeding the whole community.
You know, I was driving down the street and didn't know anything about it, Daddy Bruce at that particular time, and wondered why there were tents in the middle of the street on a Saturday morning. And when I got to Epworth Church and went in and asked, and they said, oh, well, that's the Daddy Bruce Thanksgiving. And then I started meeting the neighbors and started hearing all the stories. And the fact that, you know, it hit me right in the beginning, he was 63 years old when he started that restaurant. And everything that we knew about Daddy Bruce, the people in Denver knew pretty much about him, was from that point on, from 63 until he passed at age 94.
You know, there's a saying in this town that if you don't know Daddy Bruce, you don't know Denver. But who was Daddy Bruce? Was he a humanitarian, a business owner, a philanthropist? To truly answer that question, you've got to go back, way back, over 100 years.
We go back to, because he was born in 1900, you know, going back to his hometown where he was born, when he was in Texas and had the businesses there. And he actually was in partnership in a hotel there, a cab business and everything. So he had a very rich life prior to coming to Denver.
This is before we even had the term entrepreneur.
Right. It was just in him. And here's a man with third grade education. So basically, like I say, it was in him. But when he came here, he had a job as a janitor, working for a company, and the company decided to contract that work out, so he was out of work. So rather than sitting down or feeling sorry for himself, he decided to go back to his first love, which was barbecuing.
Back in the day, the Denver Broncos were based at around 58th and I-25, but everybody around town knew the enduring, stable, long-time barbecue place was that place on 34th and Gilpin.
Right, and Daddy Bruce, he traveled with the Broncos. He was able to be with them in those Super Bowls that they went to in New Orleans. He cooked for them, and on Thursdays he had Bronco Day, so all the Broncos could come and eat free on Thursdays. And people say that, you know, he gave away. I said, well, at that time, Broncos weren't making the salaries they were making now, so a lot of them were happy to get those meals. But they became part of his team. And on Thanksgiving, when he gave out the meals, the Broncos would come out, the Bronco cheerleaders would come out and help serve. Pat Bowlen was there. You know, so it was like a family affair with the Broncos, and they knew him, and, you know, he was part of their everything that they did.
But I remember us going up there, and this little guy, he was just like passing out food, making sure everybody had something on their plate, the same portion on their plate. And I remember just that one day, man, I was hooked at that old man's restaurant, you know. And it just happened to be Daddy Bruce. At that time, I was about 14 at that time.
Man, this man is a icon to this community. And this is someone that everybody could look up to. I mean, when people are laid off, people don't have a job, people are going looking for a second career, there's always an opportunity. So when he went back to his first love and started doing barbecue, that catapulted him into that position of being a community leader.